Welcome back to Pax Europiana, the podcast about peace and prosperity. In this podcast, as you know, I'm talking a lot about peace, security. This is important, European unification, but also about prosperity and how to achieve it. How can countries become rich? How is the success of the enlargement in the last 20 years, 17 years now, the celebration? Also about NATO, EU, but this one will be specifically now about how to get rich and how to reform countries, this time again about the microeconomic climate. And here there is a very important and very interesting benchmarking. You might remember the Slovenian professor Mramor. He spoke about many benchmarks, and obviously there are many around, but this is one of the most important, widely cited one of the World Bank itself. And therefore it has also this credibility of the Global Bank for Development, the World Bank of Washington, D.C. They some 20 years ago have invented a benchmarking process, which is now the standard for microeconomic reforms for good governance in the doing business. That's also the name, doing business. So if you want to follow this debate and how to reform countries, it's very important. Check out this website. It's simply called Doing Business. It evaluates how the investment climate is on a very specific scale of which are really relevant for investors. Starting a business, absolutely. Dealing with construction permits, that's, you know, every investor ultimately, if it's maybe some just rent facilities, but building is, of course, always something. Either you are investing in a building itself or you want to build a manufacturing site, this is a big issue. Getting electricity, you always need that. And registering property, obviously. Getting credit, how to finance your investment and how to expand it possible. Protecting minority investors is one criteria for the rule of law and also how fair a society and the judiciary system is working also with minority investors. Paying taxes, obviously how the state is organizing its tax agency, how efficient it is. This is not about the size of the tax rate or something. It's basically about the efficiency, the anti-corruption effect, and the speed and the accuracy. Trading across borders, and that's obviously how easy it is to cross the customs and how integrated the country is. Enforcing contracts, very much about the rule of law system. Resolving insolvencies, also about the complicated aspect of when the company doesn't really work out, and then it goes into bankruptcy, and how able are the courts or court-appointed experts to really handle such a situation, which is a more complex and advanced thing. These are the criteria they have invented somehow 20 years ago, and it's, I think, useful criteria. There's always, you know, no ranking, no kind of benchmarking exercise is perfect. There's a bunch of literature about it, you know, complaints, you know, what are the best criteria, how effective they are, what they really measure. There's not a debate, I want to go into it. It's simply a really useful tool, and it's meaningful. And you see, it's meaningful really from the investor, from the SME side, but also for the public administration and for the politicians. Because of its global reach, and because everybody uses it, has developed a certain kind of competition between the politicians of reform and transition countries, how good they are progressing, what's their position, and how basically there was a drive the last 20 years to get better in this ranking. And it has really improved. There's considerable progress for these important ways, how to treat property, how to treat capital, how the municipal government is working, and also how the state government, the tax agency is working. And these are basically quite easy to handle and objective parameters, which I recommend everybody to watch. So why I'm telling all this? Because I think it's really important for anybody to, if you want to invest, for example, in a country, check this out. If you want to talk about the country and if you want to evaluate how the reality is, this is quite the best benchmark there is out there for exactly that purpose. And also it is really showing if there is a drive for reform in a country. Does a country really want to improve itself? Is there a national consensus for reform? Is there progress? Or is it stuck because of whatever external or internal blockades? Because some countries unfortunately have that. And when you see the countries which I'm talking here mainly about, obviously the new enlargement countries of the Balkans and also Eastern Europe, they are ranked in this Eastern Europe Central Asia division, and that's quite interesting who is really leading that. If you go into this website, which I'm doing now, and go by region, then you see Europe and Central Asia, and one second, I have it here, Europe and Central Asia. It is, well, we can also go first here. There's various aspects of it. And it is that we have a progress, and we have exactly quite good progress in Georgia. Interesting enough, I talk about the Georgia again, but Georgia is really the best performer by far. And it's Albania is by far the worst, unfortunately. I was personally involved in Albanian economic reform, and it's a bit obviously very disappointing for me myself that there is no better reform results. It always depends if the political leadership is really interested in reforms, and this is basically then the result. When you see the ranking in Southeastern Europe and in Eastern Europe, you have here Tajikistan is on the world level, and it's important to understand 200 countries around are ranked. And the number one is obviously the from the countries I'm not talking, Georgia is at the seven best globally. I mean, number seven worldwide. And Macedonia is at 17. These are the real lightning stars. In North Macedonia in the Balkans, Georgia in the Eastern Partnership, and Kazakhstan is at rank 25 globally. It's also very good. And then it is the best in Central Asia. Russia, and here Putin has, for example, made this one of his global benchmarks, and he has ordered his administration to get good. And they are at place 28. It's quite good. Turkey is also, because of the customs union, NATO, and reforms in the last 20 years, they have rank 33. And then Azerbaijan has also improved. It's at place 34. Serbia, it's the second best in the Balkans, is then 44. Armenia, 47. They really made good progress. Then Moldova. Belarus also did its homework, surprisingly. Then Montenegro. Then Croatia, an EU member, only at place 51. Cyprus, EU member, 54. Romania, 55. Kosovo at 57. Bulgaria, 61. So you see, Kosovo is already better than Bulgaria, which is a NATO and EU member. Ukraine, 64. Much progress, but still not tremendously great. Uzbekistan, 69. Kyrgyzstan, 80. And then Albania, 82. And Bosnia, Herzegovina, 90. That's the worst in Europe. Then Tajikistan, 106. And we are in Tajikistan, obviously, quite an issue, but they have also done some progress recently. So when you then go into the specifics, for example, of one country, let's say, for example, Albania, then you see how different some of the parameters are very good. Trading across borders, because Albania is almost fully integrated in the European trading system. It has a stability and association agreement. It's a EU candidate. It's also in CEFTA, in Central European Free Trade Agreement. It's a 25 of the world. It's quite good. But then issues like enforcing contracts, it's below 100, at 120. Paying taxes, despite so much effort to digitalize the taxation system, 123. Then you have protecting minority investors, 111. Dealing with construction permits, despite everybody saying that they have made big progress because they were at position 196 before, and obviously that's a very corrupt and one of the worst positions in the world, they are now at 166. Yeah. So that's really quite bad. So some areas getting credit, for example, Albania is quite a liquid capital market with well-working banking system. So you see, there is a big difference here between the countries and inside the countries already. When you look at the best performance country in Georgia, they are very good in registering property. They have one of the best cadastral systems, starting business, very simple, dealing with construction permits at 21 in the world. And see that difference to Albania at 166 and then Georgia at 21 in the world. Quite interesting. Then registering property number 5th in the world, protecting minority investors number 7 in the world, paying taxes 14, and that's really very, very amazing. Trading across borders only 45, because Georgia is not in SEFTA. And I'm lobbying since 5 years about that. But obviously that would be really so helpful. Resolving insolvencies, it's a complicated one. They're only at 64. That's obviously something you need to then improve the, and adopt the European regulatory framework for that, and also educate the experts for this complicated settlement of insolvencies. And then Georgia could be even better. They have not been performing as good as they should as well in recently because of all this internal political strife. Yeah? Now let's come to Kosovo, because I have big hopes there will be progress. Yeah? Now with the new government, really great reformers. And then, for example, in some areas, very good. Starting business, that is a real progress. It's simple and it's fair there. Trading across borders, it's with SEFTA again, with the Central European Free Trade Agreement, 31. Very good. Getting credit. It has the euro in Kosovo and a very good banking system. It's number 15 in the world. Yeah. Registering property. I was working so hard for European cadastral system there, but at least it's at 37. It's not so bad. Paying taxes at number 46 is not bad. You know, this is a good result. Yeah. Getting electricity just at number 90. It's of course painful. But dealing with construction permits only at 160. You see, that's really the digitalization of the municipality, the construction permitting process, which Macedonia does so perfect, yeah, because of this e-permit. But in Kosovo, still to this day, Kosovo and Albania both have not rolled out the BFC program, the business-friendly certification of Macedonia, of the CELS system of the municipalities there. And we are just at 160. And be sure, I was talking 5 years long that this should be done. I was offering to do it, yeah, but no. And so we are in this mess. Protecting minority investors at 128. Look, just with two simple measures, dealing with construction permit 160 and protecting minority investors, which basically means to improve the company law, and also train the courts better, that would be not so complicated. And Kosovo could be even much better in doing business ranking, and it would be a big prestige success, and it would be much better for the investment climate in this beautiful country, which, by the way, has already, now I see here, it's an upper middle income country. What a success. And globally at 57, it's also not a bad score. And congratulations for everybody who contributed, especially the Americans have done a lot, but also the EU, also the institutions. And now I go to North Macedonia. Yes, exactly, not Macedonia, but North Macedonia. And then you see it's number 17. That's the second best in Europe and in Central Asia. Look, it's very interesting. They, for example, have not a very good score at starting a business. That's quite easy to improve. You know, it's simply the business legislation to improve, make it simpler, check exactly the details. They have only getting electricity 68. I mean, it's a fully liberalized energy market, to my best knowledge. What's going on? So that's quite easy. Paying taxes at 37. It's also quite easy to further digitalize the processes and would be easy to be better. Enforcing contracts at 47, it's also not grandiose. Macedonia, with some concentrated effort, could easily jump up 10 places in this ranking, and it would be a boost for the economy and also for the international reputation of that beautiful country. Ukraine. Let's come to Ukraine and check that out. Because here we have, for example, dealing with construction permits. It's at place 20. Wow, that's very good. They have made big progress. Yeah, starting a business, 61. Not so good. Getting electricity, 128. Ukraine really has enough electricity. They have 4 nuclear powers. I don't know what is going on. Resolving insolvency, 146. I mean, that's also a complicated criteria. I know it's a bit boring. It's easier than others. But, you know, this needs to be addressed. Why to lose so many points and be badly ranked just because of that one criteria and because of getting electricity? There must be some reforms. Yeah? So let's go to Moldova. Beautiful Moldova. They have elections in July. They are at place 48. It's not so bad. He is dealing with construction permits at number 156. Again, they are not part of this digital e-permitting process. For whatever reason, it was never rolled out in Moldova. They are at 156, and that tracks down the whole ranking, because everywhere else they are about 48, 67. Getting electricity could also be a bit better. But it's the one thing often which tracks them down. And this is, in that case, again, construction permits. And it's so easy to solve it, yeah? Because when you look now, for example, Macedonia, I have already showed Macedonia. What this is what I wanted to show in Macedonia. They have this wonderful system. They are number 15 with dealing with construction permits. I mean, 15th in the world. It's quite good. So let's come to Serbia and see what they are doing good. And to see this ranking of Serbia. And you see, Serbia is at place 9 with construction permits. Oh. Moldova at 160, Albania 166, Serbia at 9. I mean, starting a business is complicated. They're getting electricity. Serbia has a lot of electricity, but they are at 94. Paying taxes, 85. Yeah, that's a more complicated thing there in Serbia, there's no doubt. But dealing in construction permits, they were really very bad. They were somewhere at 100. Then came the reforms. Now they are at a global position number 9. That's of course possible. Progress is possible in these rankings if countries really want it. Then let's come to which country? Georgia, I have already said. Kosovo, yes. Maybe Bosnia was not such a hit. Yeah. Bosnia, with all the support Bosnia got, where is it now in this ranking? So, starting a business, unbelievable, at 184, one of the worst positions in the world. That's really very bad. I'm shocked. Yeah? Construction permits, 173. That's really bad. Imagine, Serbia is at place 9. Macedonia number 12 worldwide. Because they're in the same process. Here, they have none, no reform. 173. It's really bad. And then paying taxes. They have 10% taxation, but the system is stinky, lousy. They're at 141. Enforcing contracts is also not grandiose. And they are actually only in trading across borders are they good at 27. So, now I come to Armenia. Armenia. It's very interesting. Yeah, very good. You know, they have really at 47. They are globally. But what is the problem here? They have here protecting minority investors. Ah, at 120 only. Yeah, that's also, you know, it's an issue of company law, and getting that right, it should be actually not so complicated to get the regulatory terms right. To train the courts is, of course, more challenging, but I'm sure that could be done. Dealing with construction permits at 62 is also not so fantastic. And resolving insolvency, it's at 95. Let's come now to Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan. Wow, getting credit is number 1 in the world. Very good. Protecting minority investors, 105. Getting electricity 80. It's a major energy producer, so that's strange. Dealing with construction permits 59, but starting a business it's 9th. Trading across borders 83. I was also promoting SEFTA membership here, but they have relatively good, surprising numbers in terms of the rule of law in Georgia. It's quite interesting. So then we come to Belarus, a country, a dictatorship in a democratic crisis. Hopefully Lukashenko will still go. But in doing business, he did some homework. That's also one of the facts. Yeah, they are paying taxes at 99, getting credit 104. Obviously, they messed up the banking system completely up there and also the currency system. That's, of course, protecting minority investors is also not a big thing. But they have done their homework in dealing with construction permits. They are at 48, getting electricity 20, registering property 40, 14. So we have some progress even in Belarus. Yeah? And then let's go a bit to Central Asia to see Uzbekistan, which is unfortunately not in WTO up to now and doesn't have a free trade agreement. But in doing business, they have moved up to 69. And in some areas, trading across borders, they are shocking 152 because they are not in WTO, not in SEFTA. And they are really somehow isolated. That's a big problem. Enforcing contracts is Uzbekistan at 22 in the world. It's not bad. So then dealing with construction permits at 132, really very bad and dark times. Getting electricity in Uzbekistan at 36. I mean, that's interesting. That's quite surprising, such a good result. Then we go to Tajikistan. That's the worst one we have in that collection. And we have still getting credit at 11, yes. And then starting a business 36, enforcing contract 76. But then it's going down. You know, construction permits 137. Still better than Albania and better than Kosovo and better than Bosnia, but it's not good. Getting electricity 163, that's a real disaster. And Tajikistan also in all the rule of law, paying taxes, resolving, it's about 130 or 150. So quite a bad result. So let's go to Montenegro, my lovely Montenegro. I love it so much. Montenegro, what have you achieved? So Montenegro, for example, dealing with construction permits number 40, it's not as good as with in Serbia, obviously. Starting a business 100, it's also not perfect. Getting electricity 134, that's a very bad result. And the rest is also not so grandiose. Yeah. So here, there must be a serious effort to speed up, to learn from Macedonia or from Serbia and to get better, because this is the key benchmark to get it done. Let's also go to Romania, because that's also in that area, obviously. It's already EU and NATO member. It should be perfect. No, dealing with construction permits, 147. Oh no, getting electricity, EU member, 157. What's going on? Trading across borders, a perfect one for Romania, already fully in the EU internal market. So there is absolutely the perfect number one. Enforcing contracts, contrary to many beliefs, it's at place 19. It's very good, actually. Paying taxes 32 is also good, yeah. And also getting credit, obviously, 25. And so on. It's the construction permits and the electricity, which drags down Romania. That's obviously not a good result. And so on, so on. Let's go maybe through dealing with construction permits is my favorite one. And let's see a little bit also this topic, because it's such an important issue in terms of the, yes, dealing with construction permits is not what is so amazing in Europe. Yeah? We could really be better. Time, days, average 170. Yes, that's not really so fantastic. And we could all be as good as Serbia is in that one. Or as Romania is in terms of being in the European Union is with trading across the borders. And when you see that, for example, Georgia, let's go back to my favorite reform country, because it is amazing. The country is not so rich overall. It doesn't say automatically that this doing business makes you rich, yeah? But it makes investments easier. It's one important aspect. Yeah? It's not only that. We have to have the strategic security of NATO, the trading system, regulatory system, custom system of the EU, competitive taxes. Also, other sectors can keep countries down, like, for example, not the best currency system. Georgia should obviously fix the currency and reduce the taxation. But on that one, on doing business record, on this ranking, Georgia is close to perfection. If it just would have joined SEFTA, I think it could easily be number one top reformer, easily. The liberalization of the energy market, to my best level knowledge, should already have worked fully, so I don't understand. Resolving insolvencies, good, there must be a project from the EU delegation focused on that one to bring progress now and to bring Georgia back to the number one. It should be the best reformer globally. That is obviously the inheritance of the Rose Revolution and this magic progress and the miracle of reforms which these years of Shakeshvili have achieved there. And then you see in Macedonia as well, let's focus on the best. Dealing with construction permit, they should also try to overtake Serbia to even further reform. Starting a business, make it easier. And then also they have already the best cadastral system. Seemingly some issues remain. And Macedonia could compete with Georgia. And that is basically the target. I don't say that this is the most important or only important ranking, but it's one of the most important rankings, I think, yes. And it is relevant for the investment climate. And it is a super cool marketing tool for investment location. So I would really care to be among the top 10 in the region, that this should be the effort by everybody who wants to join the EU or wants to improve the life of the people and ensure that there is capital flowing back into this region. It will be a very need for that. And there is a competitive situation after Corona, and being under the top global reformers, I think, would help any country to attract capital and also to release the ensure that the domestic investment is also stimulated. So to get this done, and it's really not so difficult. Coming back, the good company registration system, simple, fair, transparent, online, I think everybody can do. It's not so complicated. You need a company law. You need a company register digitally. I think this is something you should be on the top of the world. Yeah? Getting the construction permits is complicated, but there is this success model of Serbia in that sector, from 100-something up to number 9. There is this Macedonian system of digital construction permits. There is the success of Ukraine also in that sector. So it's absolutely possible to be done. Getting electricity, all countries have committed themselves to adopt the European regulatory framework in energy with the Energy Community Treaty. So where is the liberalization? Where is the completion? Where is the enforcement? It was not so complicated here to have better results. Registering property also with the European cadastral system, get it done. Getting credit, obviously, most countries have now a stable banking system. And so I don't know where is the big challenges. There were also mostly good results here in the region. Protecting minority investors, some countries have managed it to 12, some are at 100. I mean, is there no kind of mutual learning from each other? Paying taxes at 37, some are below 100. Trading across the borders, the ones obviously already in SEFTA have much better results. So that's for Ukraine and for Georgia absolutely a must. Enforcing contracts, obviously that's a big story to make sure that courts are working efficiently, fairly and correctly. And the same also to train the specific experts for insolvency setting. And so we are. That's basically the way to do it. It's not so complicated. It's highly effective. It has a big symbolic meaning. And it's also then really true that the way of to register property, get electricity, get the permitting you need, and also solving issues once they are, for example, with contracts or with debts, that's all very important for business environment. And so that's something I think I recommend, especially Albania, to set a big focus to remove this dire situation to be so badly ranked. And also Bosnia, there should be a major drive here. And in Ukraine, also nobody can be happy with that one. And again, I say the way for Albania, Kosovo, Moldova and Romania is to adopt the business-friendly certification program. This is the best tool to rank it. And you have seen, as I outlined, the things are very often connected to the parameter dealing with construction permits or getting electricity. And for getting electricity, we should be the best in the EU and in the EU Community Treaty. The Energy Secretariat of the Southeastern European Energy Community should be somehow having much more rights and much more power to also help the countries, but also ensure their success. And also on paying taxes, the digitalization should actually drive us all forwards there. And that is something I think we can do. And there should be much better results on these key parameters. And then I think for the coming year, because this will be done yearly, and soon again, there will be one released at the end of October 2021. So I'm confident that the region should be massively better ranked globally and be the attention of global investors again with this wonderful news that the whole sector of doing business is led by Georgia, Macedonia, and the others coming up. Ukraine, yes, come up. There is this reform president. Where are the results? Rama got his first mandate. So please, where are the results? We need concrete improvements. You know, political power must also bring progress. Otherwise, why to bother? And so this is it. And this is the benchmark. This is what everybody will look and every report that will be quoted. And that Albania still to this day is unfortunately so bad and so in this kind of lowest segment. And the same also for Bosnia and for Bosnia-Herzegovina, but also Ukraine. And that's not good enough. No matter also that Bulgaria, I have missed Bulgaria now. That's interesting. I have to check that. Bulgaria also not so fantastic. So where is the Bulgarian problem? Because that's basically what everybody does. When you look at the country, you see the tax rates, you see also this, and then you wonder, shall you really invest or not? And then you see Bulgaria starting a business 130, getting electricity 151. Oh, too bad. Anyhow, too much. So this is an important ranking. It's an important indicator. I have shown, I think, clearly what can be done to improve the key indicators. And I think that's really very important to make sure that especially electricity, getting electricity and dealing with construction permits, here the municipal level and the utilities in this business-friendly certification program, this is my concrete recommendation to roll out the business-friendly certification program BFC-SEE in Kosovo, in Albania, in Moldova, and in Romania, and in Bulgaria, and do this with EU funding, and do that consistently, and repeat the success which definitely Serbia had in that sector, so it's possible to get it done, and also may let's everybody orient on the success of Ukraine, of Georgia, but also Georgia and Ukraine need to join SEFTA in order to upgrade this item trading across borders. So basically, this is the mutual learning. They can also join the business certification program, but they're already quite good in many of the sectors, no doubt. Yeah? Especially Georgia is fantastic, but also far from perfect. Nobody should rest on its laurels of the past, but this is a competitive ranking. Countries can come up and can be better and can be more competitive and more simpler and more transparent. And that's basically also what they should, in order to attract investment and to be of stable, good governance for people, for consumers, for citizens, and for capital investors. So that's the story about doing business. It's a wonderful instrument. Check it out yourself. And I call on everybody in the region to be ambitious and to have the best performance in 2021 in the ranking, but to make a 3-4 years perspective, 2024, that this is really the pride of the Balkans and Eastern Europe that this ranking is dominated by wonderful success stories of Southeastern European and Eastern European economies and all countries to catch up with Macedonia and with Georgia. And I applaud the two countries for their amazing success in doing business reforms. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.